This is TWIT.
My distinct honor to introduce to you the 2017 recipient of the Bill Pasternak WA6ITF Memorial Young Ham of the Year Award. Of course, Bill Pasternak started Newsline and started the Young Ham of the Year Award back in 83, I want to say. And so Marty is just continuing in a long line of distinguished young people who are being recognized truly for outstanding things that they're doing in and around ham radio or for their country or to further the state of the art of ham radio. So, Marty, how are you tonight? It's good to see you on here, and congratulations. Well deserved. I've known Marty for about a year and a half or so now, too, I guess. So, Marty, tell the viewers a little bit about yourself and how long you've been a ham, and just introduce yourself.
Well, first of all, Don, it's such an honor to be here, and I'm super excited to be with you tonight on Ham Nation. So I was licensed, it will be 3 years ago this coming November, 2014, I believe. And I got my general in February 2015 and my extra in February 2017. But I've been mainly active on HF for the majority of that time since February 2015. I'm very much into contesting and a little bit of DXing and homebrewing and helping other people get in the hobby. And I'm really just an active ham, I guess you could say. I really love this hobby. It's the best hobby in the world, and it's so much fun. And I'm so honored, again, to receive this award and so honored to be here on Ham Nation.
Yeah, and you've kind of almost been bitten by the broadcast bug, I think, because you've been involved with several podcasts over the last couple of years, and the one that you've got going now with Sterling, N0 SSC, I think.
Yep.
Yeah, Sterling Coffee, another great young ham. He's a few years your senior. I listened to the latest one today, as a matter of fact, the Phasing Line. Good stuff. And yeah, you're a natural at this broadcasting thing, which kind of scares me. I want you to go get a real job now. Don't follow in my footsteps and don't be Peter Pan all your life. But you're going to be going to you're big into engineering and electrical engineering and things like that. And you're a brainiac. So I think you're too smart for broadcasting.
You're too sweet. I have a lot of fun doing that. And it's part of the adventure. I love being on the technical side of radio. Kind of on the other side of the microphone. But I enjoy doing that as well and kind of sharing my ham radio journey with the rest of hams out there. Because I think that's super cool. And I like to take what I learned in ham radio and share it with somebody else because maybe they know something that I don't and maybe we can learn from each other. So I really enjoy doing that.
Well, that's what it's all about. So what was it that got you interested in this hobby as a then, 13-year-old?
Yeah, something like that. I found it on the internet one day, actually, and I found a video of some people tinkering with electronics, and lo and behold, they had a ham radio. And I said, well, this is really cool. I didn't know any hams, actually, and I just kind of downloaded an app on my phone and started taking practice tests. And then in November of 2014, I got my technician's license. I didn't know any hams, so it was kind of interesting when I took the test. You know, is your dad a ham? No. Do you know any hams? No. But I really met a lot of people through clubs, and I learned a lot talking in repeaters and just gaining information and listening and taking in what people had to say because people were so really willing to share information with me. And that's really been a great honor.
That's good. Well, I'm glad that this hobby found you, or you found this hobby, because it's going to be mutually beneficial. You're good for the hobby, and I know the hobby is going to be good for you. It's like I tell a lot of young people, my son included, sometimes just having a call sign on your resume could be the difference between getting a job and missing out on a job. So, with all of the stuff that you're going to have on your resume, that ham radio license, your call sign is going to be a good addition. So what is the most enjoyable thing, or what should I say? What is the most challenging thing, I think, right now that you find that you do in ham radio? What challenges you the most?
Probably contesting. Contesting at radio sport is something where there's always more to do. You can always have a better score. You're never doing good enough. And I really spend a lot of time practicing, you know, SO2R, single op two radios, where you have, you know, one radio in each ear. and trying to get better and better and better. And I feel that pressure, you know, what can I do differently? What didn't work last time? And it's like, you know, when you get a test, you do a test in school and maybe you don't do so well. Well, you know, maybe I did this part wrong. What can I work on next time? Oh, you know, I really should have had the 40-meter antenna pointed in another way at a certain time. And I will never know everything, and I certainly don't know a lot, but it's always a learning experience, and it's such a great challenge that it keeps me coming back time and time and time again.
Okay, one more question, then I'm going to turn it over to Bob to see what he has for you. Since you are fairly new into this hobby, and you came into the hobby after the whole code, no code thing, you've only known ham radio as not having a code requirement. Do you do CW?
I do get on CW here and there. I took a CW ops course to try and improve a little bit. I think it's great. I know there's a lot of debates about, you know, should have the code been dropped? Should it not been dropped? I think it's gotten a lot of people into ham radio who wouldn't have. But code is fun, and I think the fact that it's optional, I know among young hams that I know, it's made it something really cool and exciting and challenging to work on.
Yeah, it's a lot more fun to do something because you want to do it, not because you have to do it. That's for sure. So, very good. Well, let me turn it over to Bob. I'm sure Bob has a few things to say. Bob, you've known Marty a little bit longer than me. Take it away.
Well, as I said, I met him when his mother brought him by the booth. I think it was the first year you were at Dayton. I found this picture, and how about explaining this a little bit, and what kind of reaction did you have to working the big one at W1AW?
Well, it's a lot of fun. So I've had the privilege of using a lot of big contest stations, although I hadn't had that privilege the first time I operated W1AW. But working from the mothership, per se, is so cool. And everybody at the league was always so supportive whenever I visit there, and it's a lot of fun to get on the get on there, use the fancy, the top of the line radios there, and that's always a blast, always a big pile.
Oh yeah, yeah. Have you been there more than once, or do you go often?
I've been there twice or three times. When that photo was taken, I actually went there for a night. I spent 2 days there and ran a lot of pile ups. Used the big ICOM 7700s and spun the big knob, and it's a lot of fun.
That's great. If we said to you that you're going to only have one radio and one mode, maybe even one band, what would that be?
Right now, I think just bang for my buck, it would probably be an ICOM 7300 on sideband, probably on 40 meters. And I say that for a couple reasons. So the 7300, I think, is the best value radio, the best value you can get in any radio on the market right now. It's absolutely amazing. It's the future. In 40 meters, I say, because you can always work something on 40 meters. Any time of the day, I can get on the band and work. There's always something to work on 40. And phone, because I really just enjoy phone. And 40 phone is a special.
I certainly agree, and I find myself on 40 meters a lot, and especially around noon, the AM net goes well. I get on AM, and I spend most of my time on AM, either on 75 or on 40, but you're correct. And I that's my advice when I have people come to me and they just got their license. They want to know what band, and it's 40 meters because it's open just about all the time. Well, that's really super, and we agree totally on that.
I always tell people when they ask me, you know, what should I do to put up, you know, get on the air? I always say, no, don't put up these magic antennas. None of these NFED all band G5 RVs, whatever you want. Put up one antenna for one band that works really well and get comfortable with it. And I always say, just put up a 40 meter dipole, and you'll have the time of your life.
Oh, I love you, because I fight this all the time. I was on last night, and some guy jumped in, and he had a G5 RV, and he's trying to use it on 160 meters. Well, I got a tuner.
No.
Yeah, okay, you got a tuner, but you don't have an antenna. I do, and it works good on 20. I said, yeah, that's what it's made for. But, oh, God bless you, because it's true. You need – one antenna for one band. Yeah, you're going to have a whole bunch of wire out there, but yeah, you can do it with fan dipoles and stuff like that. Well, I wish I could be with you guys this weekend, but it isn't going to work. That's the problem. I need to be about three people and make all of my other happenings, because I'm running around doing theater organ concerts, and then we've got the plant back in Illinois. Of course, Sarah owns and runs that, but I'm working on a couple of new products here in the lab, and oh boy, it's crazy. Are you doing a lot building? Are you into building?
Yeah. I'm always, you know, whenever I'm in my station, I say, what isn't working right? And then I say, well, how can I fix it? And oftentimes that's, you know, etching a circuit board or building up some cables or designing what I need to make my station work. I've built all the antenna switching for my station, for example, is all automated, and that was all homebrew because there's nothing more fun to me than pulling out a soldering iron and figuring out what I needed than building it. And that's what's one of the really cool things about ham radio. We can make what we need, and most of the stuff isn't that complicated. So I really enjoy that.
Well, you know what the next question is going to be? Are you building one of these?
It is on. It's one of the things I would love to do. I am certainly going to start. I just haven't had the time or resources, but it's so cool. And I love the Pine Board, how that's bringing everybody together. And it brings me back, you know, it brings back building to ham radio. And I think that's super cool and super important.
That is exactly right. Well, it's nevertheless some of us old characters, and I'm just trying to bring people up to speed on some of these things, and it's really a pleasure to hear that you're going to be building. That's great. Well, maybe you can get some time and build a pine board project, and you can meet up with us when we get all this going and get all these pine boards on the air. Don, have you started your pine board so you can work, Marty?
I have not, but it's like Marty, it's on my list of things that I definitely want to do. So I will be doing a pine board thing, that's for sure. One of these days, I'm going to get around to doing it. Let's see if George has anything. George, do you have anything for Marty before we get into the news of the week from Amateur Radio Newsline?
Well, Marty, I just want to say congratulations, and I'm looking forward to seeing you over in Huntsville. And I know our friend Chris is going to be there as well. So maybe we can all get together and have a big snipe hunt.
Yeah. I'm so honored, and I'm so excited, and I hope to see all of you, everybody in chat, and everybody at Huntsville this coming weekend. It'll be a lot of fun.
Well, Bryant is going to be there as well. Bryant's going to be there as well. So we'll rope Bryant into into the snipe hunt as well. So it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But I want to say one thing, and then you guys can round it up here, Don. The door, and I told you this several years ago, the door is always open. We always have an open microphone for you. So send us an email and say, hey, I want to come and talk. So get a hold of any of us, and we'd love to have you back and come on as a regular and tell us what's going on in your world, because your world is very exciting to not only myself, but the thousands of listeners that are listening and watching this program. This is a great platform, and we'd love to have you come back, Marty. So thanks for coming.
Yeah.
And be sure and remember where we are,
certainly.
Okay?
Yeah, I'd certainly love to come back and visit. It's great to be here.